Hi, this is the dictation for Tiffany Thompson. T like Tom, IFFANY. Tiffany. Last name's Thompson, THOMPSON. Date of birth, 12/30/1988. Date of accident, 6/4/2023. Date of service is 10/23/23. The patient arrives here for a new patient visit. Subsequent to the accident that occurred on June 4th, 2023. Her chief complaints are that all her symptoms are as a result of the accident, and according to her, whole right side of her body and the head is chiefly hurting. More specifically, she has a headaches, pain in the neck, mid back, and lower back to the tune of 7 to 10. With radiation to the right arm and right leg, according to her, and difficult to walk, and weakness of the right arm, motor weakness, and she trembles, and poor memory. History of the automobile accident. The patient reports that she was traveling as a front seat passenger in a pickup truck. Her uncle was the driver, who is okay after the accident. On June 4th at 2 a.m., he was restrained, and they were traveling around 60 to 70 miles an hour. They're on I-75. The accident happened on I-75 near Detroit, and they report that they came out of the woodwork and took I-75 bound northbound in the right lane when multi-car accident happened. There was a car that was almost flying in air and hit the driver's side of their car. Another car hit rear-ended, and as a result of these impacts, their car spun 360 degrees and landed opposite to the traffic on the middle of the I-75. This all happened because the car jumped the service drive and landed on the freeway. And it could be 3 to 5 car accident. The patient was extricated from the car by the jaw of life, by the ambulance people. In the damage patient report, that the whole car was total, messed up completely, front, back, side. All the windows were broken, airbags were exploded. The back of the car was broken, tail lights and engine block, everything. No pictures are available. Patient has been advised to send us the pictures. She reported that all the airbags were deployed, and there was a loss of consciousness for several minutes. Police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. Patient was taken to the hospital via ambulance to DMC hospital. Regarding the injuries, patient reported that although there was no laceration, fracture, or any bleeding, the airbag opened up, and she hit her head into the headrest and then back and forth, leading to the whiplash injury to the neck and injury to the head. She also believes she hit her right shoulder and right knee to the door. In the emergency room, patient was taken to the DMC hospital via ambulance. She was there for 6 hours. CT scan of the head. CT scan of the head and the cervical spine, thorax, and lumbar spine were found to be completely negative. X-ray of the arm was done for the elbow pain, which was found to be negative for any fracture. X-ray of the chest was negative for any fracture pneumothorax. Patient was discharged home on naproxen and flexeril. History of presenting illness. Patient reports of headaches, which are moderately severe, around 7 to 8. Located in the front and the back of the head as well as to the right temple. They are moderate usually, and they are constants, and they are sensitive to the light, sensitive to the noise, but there is no associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. In addition, patient reports loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, and fearful of the event. However, upon investigation, patient denies any dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness. She denies any ringing in the ear or buzzing in the ear. She denies any loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, seizures. She denies any incontinence of the urine bowel. She denies any visual effect, like any blurred vision, spots in the vision, or loss of vision field. She reports no issues with the smell, taste, or TMJ, except the left TMJ is slightly painful, which locks up. But other than that, the facial muscles are all intact. No paralysis is seen. Some pain in the face is reported to the left side only, where the TMJ is. Little difficulty eating food. However, there is no fracture. He reports moderate difficulty walking, fatigue, and panic, and sleep disturbance, and denies any saddle anesthesia, incontinence of the urine bowel. She denies any lethargy, lightheadedness, weakness. Regarding the pain, patient reports that she has moderately severe pain in the neck around 7 to 8. Middle back pain is also 5 or 6, while the lower back pain is 10. According to her, there is a shooting pain to the right arm and right leg, front and back in a glove-like fashion, with weakness of the right arm and right leg. The whole leg is reported to be painful, especially in the right groin and right L3-4 nerve distribution. Her memory is poor, and she reports that these pains are almost constant and are felt like throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, aching, heavy, tender, tiring, and exhausting. And they are from 5 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, walking, driving, and improved by lying down medications. Regarding the investigation, patient has had various x-rays, MRI, CT scans at the DMC hospital on the day of accident. After that, she did not have any further treatment, and she has not seen any doctor. And she saw one doctor at MI Michigan first. I think it was the physical therapist, who and a PA, Dr. Towe, T-O-W-E. Physical therapy was done for three months. Almost 30 visits she has had. And she has had no improvement at Michigan First Physical Therapy, and hence she has decided to make a change to a different therapy. She also was given some chiropractic treatment for a few visits. However, it helps temporarily only. And some medications like naproxen and ibuprofen. She reports, okay, in the medical history, she suffers from asthma and she is currently on albuterol, no other medical problem. Surgical history, none. Allergies, none. In the family history, patient, grandparents have a hypertension. Mother is alive, suffers from asthma and diabetes. Father is deceased, suffers from drug, he died of a drug overdose. Siblings are alive. One sister who has a diabetes, she is on metformin. Relationship status. Patient is single. She has one child, 14-year-old female child, who is helpful to her and lives with her. Employment status. Patient is a production operator. She lifts 5 to 10 pounds, spends 10 hours all day long. Currently, she is not able to work since the accident due to resulting pains. Disability. Patient reports of filing a disability. Legal history, patient has David Femininio as an attorney representing her case. Personal history, patient does drink alcohol occasionally, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs, and she suffers from sleep problem, mood problem, concentration problem, denies any anxiety, self-worth, depression, homicidal thoughts, suicidal thoughts. Physical examination. A 34-year-old African-American female, 5 foot tall, 128 pound is the weight. Blood pressure 153/110. Pulse is 68. Pulse ox is 100. She's fairly alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. Sitting comfortably, well built, well nourished, and hydration is good. The patient does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Patient does not appear to be overtly anxious or severely lethargic. The patient has good attitude and demeanor. Rest and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk reasonably well without any limping. Rest of the physical examination comes from the template, including the neurological examination, musculature examination, and they're all normal. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation is normal. Please use the template. Spine tenderness, minimal spine tenderness is noticed in the C3, C4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7, and then also in T11, 12, L1 to L2, L3, 4, L4-5, L5-S1, and both the tailbone joints. The paravertebral muscle spasm is minimal. No trigger points are noticed, no hypertonicity. Range of motion of the cervical spine is normal. Forward flexion 50, extension 60. Bilateral side flexion is 45. Bilateral rotation is 80. Lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60. Extension is 15. Bilateral side flexion is 30. Bilateral rotation is 35. Hyperextension is not painful. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign was negative. Sperling sign was positive. Lermit test was positive. Distraction test was positive. Soto R test negative. In thoracic spine, Spruce test and slump test was negative. In the lumbar spine, Burjansky-Kernick test was negative. Straight leg raising test was positive at 40 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test was positive. Brigger test was negative. CAM test was positive. Burjansky sign was negative. In sacroiliac joint, mild tenderness was noticed on both sacroiliac joints. Standing flexion test was negative. Iliac compression test negative. Distraction test was negative. Paper test was found positive bilaterally, and Gonsalon test was positive bilaterally. Tendelberg sign was negative. The extremities examination is essentially unremarkable. All the extremities was found to be completely normal. Please use the template. Diagnosis. And asthma. V8 9.2 XXT, R26.89, S09.90, Z79.891. In CNS, R51, R42, F41.1, nerves M79.2, muscles M79.1, ligaments M54.0. Cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, 53.82, S13.4XXA. Thoracic spine M54.09, 54.65, 1.24, 54.14, S23.3XXA. Lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine M46.1 and S33.5XXL. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient is ordered to have a physical therapy for the neck, mid-back, lower back, shoulders, and also both the wrist, sacroiliac joints, retraction, massage, aquatherapy. Patient is found disabled for work, also for replacement and transportation help. Patient is provided Namenda for memory 10 milligram daily for 30 days. In the medications, patient is provided the following medications, which are Mobic 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory and healing. Is provided Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix for stomach protection 20 mg twice a day, Tylenol with codeine number 4, 1 to 2 every 6 hour PRN for pain relief, Elavil 50 mg PRN for pain relief, GAD disorder, sleep, Zoloft 50 mg twice a day for anxiety and panic, Neurontin, 600 milligram twice a day is provided for headache relief, fear reset, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headache relief, lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. Patient non-pharmacological modalities, yes, home exercise plan, yes, referral to psychiatry. Well, the patient can go and see a psychiatrist for an anxiety if it is not, if it is overwhelming. Fitness club program, yes. Review of the available MRIs and other imaging records. Well, the patient is being ordered a MRIs at this time for cervical, thoracic, lumbar, and a brain MRI with neuroquant analysis to identify the positive findings and make sure there is no TBI. Interventional pain procedure, patient was discussed to have a possibility of a T11 and T12 and TESI and cervical epidural steroid injections to bring relief due to the affected disc issues. She has a herniated disc at C3-4, C4-5, and also at C5-6, C6-7. Then she has a bulging disc at T11 and T12. Fortunately, the lumbar spine is completely normal. Sacroiliac joint injections have also been discussed with her. At this time, patient is not willing to go for them. She is not providing a consent. Surgical options, none. A neuropsych evaluation has been ordered. Attended care is not warranted, but caseworker has been ordered. Past medical records are ordered released from the emergency room. They have been reviewed and made a part of this dictation. Investigations. We did order an MRI of the cervical, thoracic, lumbar spine, and MRI of the brain due to the memory, severe memory loss to identify the TBI with neuroquant. DMEs, a patient is provided with the back brace, neck brace, tense units. Education, yes, weight loss program, not warranted. Follow visit in 15 days, direct contact, yes. Thank you.